This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our producer spotlight, brought to you by the National Dairy Producers Organization, we're joined by NDPO member and retired Michigan dairy farmer Joe Ahrens. So, Joe, thanks again for joining us. And before we get into your financial analysis, tell us a little bit about the organization of NDPO.
Yeah, Bill, National Dairy Producers Organization. We're just a small group, strictly a farmer grassroots group. We have a weekly phone call specifically for farmers from across the country to talk to each other and to us if they have questions that they may not want to discuss at their co-op level or in a different forum. We have weekly phone calls. That what I want to talk about today is a mailbox price, farmer mailbox price. And I have a corporate financial background. And so the last 4 years, I've been kind of deep diving into cooperatives and their financial structures and so forth. I've looked at numerous cooperative annual reports, and to me, I find them basically useless for one reason. They have the ability to simply take out the money that they need to balance their books as a deduct on the milk checks. In some cases, they call it market adjustment, and it is a line item on the milk check. I did an analysis of Michigan milk prices, and I found some federal government statistics that we have actually been the second lowest pay price in the country over the last 4 years for sure, and I think perhaps 8 out of the last 10 years. And that calculation, I took the production every year and the prices paid to Michigan farmers compared to the average U.S. farmer. So I used that average number and put it up against the Michigan pay price, and I've come up with a $1.36 per hundred weight, a lower amount of money that was paid to Michigan farmers, which amounted to $625 million over the four-year period that I studied. So what concerns me is we're entering winter here, and the farmer meetings are starting, very democratic, much like the Farm Bureau or those types of organizations. They have grassroots people. They have advisory councils, they call them. And these advisory council meetings are quite often forgetting the most important subject, and that is the farmer pay price. So it seems like in these annual reports, they're pretty glittery, and of course their balance sheets are generally in good shape, but they seem to have on their agendas about everything but the farmer's pay price. And the producers are not really well informed. I find no one up here in Michigan that had any idea that we were close to the lowest pay price in the country, New Mexico being the lowest. And so that is a big concern. So based on that, with the winter meetings coming on, we're pushing to make that an agenda item. We feel that farmer pay price, milk checks, should be the number one item for any cooperative organization, board, leadership, to consider whenever they make a decision to do anything. And yet that topic is not often very evident.
And that's one of the reasons the National Dairy Producers Organization is around, huh?
Again, I've said it several times, there seems to be a shortage of education and accountability to the co-op level. When I worked for a large corporation, we generally did a monthly forecast, we did a yearly forecast, and we did a five-year forecast. And when any of those numbers changed, we had a benchmark. Cooperatives don't seem to have that. If they would discuss farmer pay price, they have financial staffs. They should be able to put online, we expect next year's prices to be X number of dollars based on our investments. So instead of talking about the future, lots of new buzzwords out there that I call them distractions. You know, they got sustainability, you got net zero, and you got, you know, all those kinds of things. And they take up time and they have to add staff. And these are all good things. And I'm not trying to be critical of cooperatives. I'm just saying that we need good, decent financial data for the democratic process to work, for the farmers to know what's going on, and to make the decision that maybe their policy should be to go in a different, more profitable direction. So that's a basic concern that I wanted to discuss, because the winter meetings are coming up, and I would encourage producers to make that their number one priority at any and all meetings, that they understand financially what is happening to them.
Our thanks to Joe Ahrens, retired Michigan dairy farmer and a member of the National Dairy Producers Organization. And our thanks to NDPO for today's sponsorship of our producer spotlight.